Gary Sierankowski joins us. And Gary, the book is an illustrated history of baseball's forgotten heroes, The League of Outsider Baseball. Great illustrations. The book is terrific. I enjoy it. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Very good. Glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about the book, how it came about, and a little bit about your art career, because the illustrations are just terrific.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm a graphic designer and illustrator by trade, but I've been a baseball fan since before I could even remember. I grew up in northern New Jersey, and my father taught me the game, and I was a I was a Mets fan growing up in the late 70s and early 80s, and as you know, the Mets had terrible teams back then, so there really wasn't that much to talk about after a while, and my father and my grandfather would start telling me about baseball history. Now, my grandfather was a Brooklyn Dodger from going back to the 20s, and my dad grew up in the 50s, and you know, so they would tell me about all these great ball players, and so that's how I started learning about baseball history since I was a little kid.
How did you pick out the stories, though? Because, you know, there's stories of minor leaguers, and as you, the title, The League of Outsider Baseball. So tell me about the title first, and then how you came up with some of these anecdotes that are very, very colorful.
Oh, thanks. You read about these old players, and then you find guys that are kind of on the sidelines, you know, that they just mention for a couple of sentences or so, and those are the guys that always interested me. Like, there's a guy in my book by name of Victory Faust.
Wow, and come on. He's famous.
He played or sort of played for the 1911 New York Giants, and he was a mascot. And a fortune teller told him that he was going to lead the New York Giants to the pennant. So he tracked down where the Giants were playing in St. Louis and tried to try out for the team. He had this crazy windmill windup, and you know, threw the ball like 70 miles an hour or something. But all the players took a shine to him, so they had him. They kept him as a mascot, and all of a sudden, the Giants keep winning. So they actually went to the pennant, and John McGraw, the manager, put him in a couple of games, and he came back the next year for a little while. And you know, all the old players would mention him in their autobiographies or in newspaper articles. So I was always interested in characters like that.
Yeah, he was one. I remember reading about him that when he disappeared, they went to find him. Because they started losing. He was the good luck charm.
Yeah. They kind of blew him off after they won the pennant the first time and then kind of got rid of him. And then they started slipping in the standings. And, yeah, they tracked him down, brought him back, and they started winning again.
Yeah, good stories. Good stories. The book is The League of Outsider Baseball. Gary Sierankowski is our guest here. Gary, some of the other stories. One I was reading this morning about a minor league pitcher who didn't like to pitch in front of big crowds. And that's a good story, too.
Yeah, that was the guy that pitched for the Cincinnati. He was signed by the Cincinnati Reds, and they brought him up for the minor leagues. This was in the early 1920s. And the Reds are on the road, and they go into, I believe it was Chicago. And the guy had won 20-something games that summer with this minor league team, but it was out west in a real small town, a real small league. So he looks out at a dugout, and he says, I can't pitch in front of a crowd like this. I'm scared. So they sat him down, didn't start him, and they actually wound up trying him a couple of weeks later, and he got knocked out of the box, and that was the end of his career.
Very good. Hey, Hector Espino. Now, I remember this name growing up, and he was the Mexican Babe Ruth. What about him? He's in the book.
Yeah, I have a chapter on foreign ball players and foreign leagues, which to be always interested in me because you never really hear about these guys. But Hector Espino played in the 1960s, 70s, and I think up until the 1980s in the Mexican leagues. And in 64, the Cardinals signed him, and they brought him up to the minor leagues. He played in Florida and Jacksonville. And, you know, bona fide major leaguer. He's going to go to spring training with the big club the next year, and he just decided not to show up. And went back to Mexico and had carved out a huge career in Mexican leagues for almost 20 years. And for years, all the major league teams would try to sign this guy because he's just hitting home runs left and right. And he just didn't want to go. You know, in Mexico, he was Hector Espino. If he came into the United States, he'd have to start from the bottom again and go all the way up. And he was just more comfortable staying south of the border.
Boy, the oddballs of baseball, the stories of baseball. Gary Sierankowski is with us. The book, really, it's a lot of fun. I love the illustrations because they're like baseball cards from like 1950 or 51. You know, that size card and the colorful faces and everything else. How did you come up with that design?
Well, I always liked those older cards, you know, because it was before they had photography, and when the artists would do the illustrations, it just seemed like they created what baseball was supposed to be like, not what it actually is, like when you take a photograph. So I wanted, being an illustrator, I wanted to do that same thing. I wanted to create what I think the romance of that time period was. And, you know, most of the players that I have in here, there's no photographs of them, or there's very few. So I had to create all new poses, and, you know, I used some blurry photographs from newspapers to get the facial features right. But, you know, all the poses that you're going to see and all the illustrations you're going to see are things that you haven't seen before. There's no photographs that look like that.
Now, did you ever count up how many illustrations you have in the book?
I think it's something around 120 or 130.
Wow. Yeah, really. I love them. I think it's really good. Steve Dalkowski. Now, when I was growing up, this is a very famous name of pitching. Carl Spooner was another one. The lefties who threw 100. And neither one could really make it a career in the big leagues. Those are two good stories.
Yeah, Steve Dalkowski. He's they based the character of Nuke LaRoche in Bull Durham after him. But he came up with the Orioles in the late 50s, and they didn't have accurate speed cannons back then, so they couldn't really tell how fast he is. But they figure it's over 110 miles an hour. But the only thing is, the guy just couldn't get it over the plate. And he's kind of like a minor league Paul Bunyan or something. There's just like all these crazy stories that you get from guys that played with him. Like Cal Ripken's father was a teammate of his for a while, and he was on the field when Dalkowski threw a ball, went past the batter, past the catcher, past the umpire, and threw the wooden backstop into the stadium. And, you know, there's another story where he threw so fast he tore off part of a batter's ear. And there's another story where he drilled a guy in the back, which wasn't a big deal for him because he did that all the time, except the guy that he hit was inside the stadium waiting in line for a hot dog.
Very good. You know, these are true stories, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's nothing made up in here. And that's a crazy thing about a guy like Dalkowski, is you're reading about this stuff and, nah, that can't really be true. And you look it up in the newspapers and, yeah, that actually happened. Then you find something else that's even weirder about this guy, you know?
I remember reading about it. Remember Germany Schaefer?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
He's the guy who stole first base. He went to second, and then he stole first base.
Yeah, he was a big character.
Yeah, very good. But that's the kind of stuff in the book. The illustrations are terrific. The name of the book, The League of Outsider Baseball, it's really a lot of fun. I want to commend you on it. And I just think it's very colorful, and the stories are true, and it's sort of the other side of baseball. Where does one get the book, Gary?
You can find it in any Barnes & Noble and most independent bookstores, and then, of course, on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And, you can pretty much find it anywhere.
How's it going?
You know, I haven't checked, but I haven't had any complaints about it. And everybody I've talked to that gets it in their hand, you know, and sees it in real life, they just fall in love with it because it's the perfect size and it's this nice hardbound book and it's colorful. And so that makes me feel really great.
Yeah, yeah, you did a good job with it. Let me spell your last name for everybody. CIERADKOWSKI. You say it for me. Go ahead.
Dalkowski, you did a good job with it.
All right, I'm trying, believe me, you know that. All right, a pleasure to have you on, and I've enjoyed the book, and I'm glad that we could make this happen for you.
Oh, thanks. I'm actually headed to the Reds game right now. I live in Fort Thomas across the river. I can see the stadium.
So. Well, don't go anywhere yet. Wait a minute, you're going to the Reds game. You know, Hunter Pence is playing tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you think of Mike Leake?
You know, I think he's only 2-1 so far this season, but he just hasn't been getting really good run support, which kind of goes with Cueto and a bunch of the other Red starters.
What's up with Jay Bruce? I was just talking, you probably heard me talk about him. He's in there tonight, a lefty against Vogelsong, and against lefties, the guy is, against righties, he's just awful. He's a left-handed hitter.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why the Reds are still keeping him in the lineup. What is he batting, like 170 or 180 or something like that?
12 for 83 against right-handers, hitting 145. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I'm not quite sure why he's still sticking around in the outfield. But
did you see the fire last night?
No, I didn't.
And one of the smokestacks was on fire last night. So they had the hook and ladder up there and the firemen climbing up and dousing it. It was pretty unusual. You want to talk about your book, Unusual Things at a Ballpark? Talk about that one tonight when you get there and be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Appreciate having you on. Thanks, Gary.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye.
All right. He's in Cincinnati. Come on. Give him a segment. until we find Andy Baggerly. All right, 808 KMBR.